Hey everyone, happy April Fool's Day today. And what time is it? It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I've done absolutely nothing all day. I got up at noon. And I'm not hungover, I'm just really tired and my feet hurt. And my cousin did call into the show. And we did my podcast, Cat's Tales Podcast, and I think it went really, really well. The only thing is I'm really afraid of my internet persona and my real life family and friends actually, you know, it colliding, so to speak, because you know, I have two separate Facebook pages, one for Cat's Tales and one for myself, just with family and friends. And I try and keep personal things personal and, you know, doing my podcasts are public, of course. And I try not to give too much information about family and friends, but you never know how they're going to react if you say stuff or, you know, they think you're talking about them or whatever. So I'm kind of afraid of that. But for the most part, you know, I think the interview went really, really well. And man, he's, you know, my podcasts are generally, I like to interview just anybody and everybody. For a while, I was interviewing people, authors and people who had, you know, extraordinary experiences. But then after a while, I thought, you know, everybody has something to share that, you know, we can learn from or find interesting. And, you know, like my cousin, he was in the service and he's in law enforcement. He runs a gym, you know, he's a proud grandpa. I mean, there's so much to, you know, just from simple parenting, you know, as a single dad, or, you know, being a grandparent, or, I mean, you can break it down and get so many stories from people, just ordinary, everyday life experiences, and that's what I like, you know, I find those interesting. Other people might not, because, you know, oh, that reminds me, I saw a show on, I don't remember what channel it was, something about the Bronx, and these girls grew up as friends and now they're enemies, and they have the names of like the alpha females and their crew, like Christie's crew, and well, she screwed around with my boyfriend and now we're not friends anymore. And I'm like, oh my god, you gotta be kidding me, this is entertainment on TV? Okay, maybe people just like watching just not garbage, but, you know, negative drama. And one of the girls on the show was saying, people who say they don't like drama are lying. They're full of crap because everybody likes drama. And I'm thinking, no, not everybody likes drama. And I always thought TV was to escape from the humdrum, everyday, you know, crap of real life. And now you look at TV and it's just weird. Just so full of negative stuff and drama stuff. And ugh, I just get tired of it. So anyway, I'm probably going to go and make something to eat. Because now I'm just laying in bed thinking I should just go and take a nap. But then if it's kind of late and I take a nap, and I'm just going to sleep until tomorrow. So anyway, a day wasted, but I'll make up for it tomorrow since I'm off. Okay, enough rambles. I hope everybody enjoyed their weekend. Later news, people.